November meeting of Public Works Committee to order. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from the prior meeting?
So move.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Budget transfer, Eric.
Yes, good morning, everybody. So we're requesting authorization to transfer $100,000 from our vehicle lease chargeback line to our major equipment line. This is for a new road broom that is on our 2026 equipment purchase list, but with this surplus, we can purchase it now and get it over with to try to avoid some additional costs, year change out.
And the only other thing I'd add is we had talked about this during budget time to draw down the overall major expense, major equipment expense for 2026 for Public Works. This surplus in the vehicle lease chargebacks was identified, so that was a way to save 100 grand in the budget.
Now, what are we buying with it?
Road broom.
Oh, road broom. Okay. I'll move it.
I'll second.
Any questions or further discussion? Not all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Thank you. Next item, requesting authorization to add the following equipment to the major equipment list: a mid-sized bulldozer, wheel loader, 2 8-foot poly insert sanders, motorized road broom, and a heavy-duty truck with a centerline broom. This was from surplus. So what had happened is last year's budget, when we budgeted for equipment we purchased, loader, grade all, pickup trucks, everything came in a little bit under. So we had an additional amount of money. So we have $504,000 plus the $100,000, which will make $604,000 that will be used towards the equipment purchase of these pieces. So again, a bulldozer, a wheel loader, 2 poly sander inserts for pickups, and heavy duty truck with center line broom.
Are these all new equipment, or are they used?
All new.
All new. Okay.
And these will be bid in the coming months?
Correct. That's what we're looking to do.
Okay. I have a motion.
I'll move it.
There a second. Shannon seconded. Any questions or discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. Next item, requesting additional funds for the disaster response, Flood 824, in the amount of $1 million. So one piece of this is we'd like to zero base our 824 accounts, which needs $382,491.36. The other piece that would be coming out of this is $200,000 budgeted for the grinding of crookers. This was the 4,500 tons of material that we had up at the landfill that we've had to grind to be in compliance with DEC's request, as well as use for the cover that we discussed up there. And that'll leave us a balance of about $417,000 in addition for rock that'll be placed, and we'll work up until the weather gets too bad where we can't to clean up some of these or get some of these smaller projects done with the rock.
Now, is this FEMA projects?
This is FEMA. So this, you can look at it as this bout of money came back at about 75%. They're going to reimburse us, unlike the 21 flood that was 90 and 10, which led to 100. So we'll be getting 75% of this stuff back.
So we did this in several small projects, right? So we had extra money, or is this a large project?
Yeah. So the first part of it, Bob, the 382,000 was different labor and stuff that we had in that line that finance is requesting we had cleaned up. And then, yeah, the grinding will get paid for. That was actual its own line with FEMA, grinding the debris that we hauled and staged up at the landfill. And then the balance of the rock, yes, would go to small retention walls and so forth, in armor around bridges.
But I mean, how we handled this with FEMA, was it several small projects, or was it a large project? Because if it's a large project, they only pay us exactly what the bills were.
Yeah, so these are all majority small. The bigger project would be, like, for example, the Red Spring run that would kick it into what you're speaking of. But yes, so yes, all smalls.
Okay. That's how we make a little extra cash.
Well.
Any questions? Do I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Questions? Discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Landfill, next item. So you folks are all aware of the $25,318,000 grant we're getting for the upgrades to help address some of this PFAS and some other issues up there. So we're requesting authorization to add this new expense line to the leachate treatment plant capital project and reallocate unspent funds from within the capital project to cover our share, our local share of $318,000 of the $25 million grant. So I'm looking to start that line.
I'll move it.
Wait a second.
I'll second.
No question. Is this grant just for cleaning up the PFAS, or does it take out?
It's a good question, some nitrogen issues and other incidental stuff that we deal with daily up there that helps send a better, more polished product, I guess, if you will, down to bath, gas, and electric.
Okay. So this would be like the other stuff up there. When we get this out of the effluents, we just take it back up and put it back in the landfill, right?
The solid
piece of it, yeah, the waste, that's what they're proposing with design right now, correct, Steve? To be able to self-circulate, yeah, it, yes.
Yeah. Which makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
The $318,000 we have.
Yes.
That's our share.
Yeah, but we have the funds to cover that?
Yes.
Okay.
But you said it helps us to clean up stuff to send a better product to bath, gas, and electric?
Bath, gas, electric, and water, yes.
Oh, and water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sewer plant.
We send it
sewer
to the
plant.
Sewer plant.
BGWAS, yeah, sorry.
All right, it's all one entity.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had some higher levels of stuff, nitrogen and stuff go down there. It makes it a little bit harder for them to clean up, so this is supposed to address that as well.
Okay, do I have a motion? Any further discussion or questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Would you like me to do all these bids at once?
Sure.
One thing before, Chris just brought up a good point. For C, the additional funding, just for clarity for the motion, are you folks okay for that coming from D fund? Just want to make it clear that would be coming from the D fund and not the unrestricted general fund balance, the A fund.
That's where it should come from first.
Correct.
Yeah.
But just want to make sure.
Yes.
Because we do have two different funds or multiple different funds.
Yes.
Everyone okay with that?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
I think we kind of assume that, but.
Yeah, just wanted to make sure.
Yes.
We get picky when we look at things to make sure we can do it.
Absolutely. Okay, go ahead, Eric.
Okay, bids. First one, Portland Cement Concrete Heated. We recommend awarding to multiple bidders based on lowest price and availability. B, remanufactured automatic transmission for a 2013 Peterbilt 367. We recommend awarding to Point Springs and Drive Shaft Company as they are the sole bidder, the amount of $12,130. Just to back up, I apologize. Concrete is going to $225 a yard. It's gone up from $200 a yard last year, just to put that out there as well. So it's about a 13% increase. Reinforced steel bars, we recommend awarding to the lowest bidder, Chemung Supply Corp, in the amount of $123,212. Cutting edges, sanders, chains, and shoes, one-time purchase, we recommend awarding to multiple bidders based on lowest line item and their availability, approximately an increase of between $11 and $42 average, depending on what piece we're getting with that. So we're seeing increases across the board. Aggregate, we recommend awarding to multiple bidders based on lowest line item and availability. Crushed limestone, also recommend awarding to multiple bidders based on lowest line item and availability. Stone fill, recommend awarding to multiple bidders based on lowest line item and availability. Stone fill and gravel trucking, we recommend awarding to multiple bidders and based on lowest line item and availability. Tires and recapping of tires, we recommend awarding to multiple bidders based on lowest line items. One bidder did not meet bid specs, as noted in the bid tab, just so you folks know. Utility permitting and consulting services, we're looking for an extension. We recommend extending the utility permit consulting services for a rate of $60 an hour. That is all the bids.
Okay, any questions on any of the bids? Not, do I have a motion to approve?
A motion.
Is there a second?
No second.
Motion's been made and seconded. And then all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Are there any other business to come before us at this time? Not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
A motion.
Do I have a second?
A second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned.
Yeah.